The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi.
Happy Sunday.
Fashionista, bio babe as in biography, Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline of Culture Club HTX. And I am so excited to be here to introduce episode 90, third episode of 2026.
You said we're doing a countdown to 100, so what's
this
countdown?
Yeah, but I'm not whooping, if you don't mind. I don't whoop.
You don't whoop?
No, I don't whoop.
Oh, God.
No, I don't.
She's a
T-sip.
Anyway, what is the...
Whoever this person is.
What's the countdown? You said we're going to do a countdown.
We're at 90. We're heading to 100.
But I thought there was like an actual countdown.
Well, the countdown would be this is number 10.
Okay.
Siobhana, but I want to do 90, and I'm here. Wait, I haven't introduced you. No one ever wants to listen to me. However, this is so important.
She forces.
Here she is, my beautiful, blessed, bossy, so bossy,
mm-hmm.
black, brilliant, mm-hmm. bestie. It's here.
Siobhana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, eighth wonder of the world, and the parliamentarian, do not say failed. And we're in... sports. She's silent because she wants to say that. So
I
bad.
Smiled at the camera, but other
so
than
bad.
That,
so okay. This sport. I mean, I'm surprised this we were able to make
week.
It.
I know.
I mean, here I we are, Texans.
Let's go,
CJ.
Texans. This is so exciting, and it's exciting for everyone. And I just want to congratulate them on the terrific Steelers win. I mean,
it,
no matter when it happened or how it happened, it was a terrific Steelers win. I am going to say one thing
What's
to
that?
My favorite, C.J. Stroud, and I want to
Will
encourage
Anderson.
Him.
Oh,
I, and Will Anderson. I love Will Anderson. But C.J. had a little bit of a tough week last week, and I want to encourage him that we're all here supporting him and so excited to see what he does
we're
today.
We're here.
We're here. We're not
here.
Leaving him, and we know he's
we
not
are
leaving
here.
Us.
We're
and,
here.
And then the rest of the guys... Oh, my God, that defense. So
that
let's
defense.
Start with the Texans and the Steelers. The kickoff, there was some new rule that confused fans on the touchback. I didn't really notice it because I probably don't know it, but I guess the opening kickoff sparked confusion when the Steelers returner Jaylen Warren's usual touchback was ruled like to go to the 20-yard line. I guess he caught the ball with 1 foot on the 1 yard line and 1 foot
oh,
in
yeah.
the in end zone. Mm-hmm. So they don't give you the whole 30 if you're only halfway there. Hello.
Yeah.
So I guess if you do that, everyone should know that's the 20-yard touchback. And then you get the whole 35 if you land inside the end zone. But anyway, it was quite the excitement.
You know, I remember when they changed this kickoff rule business, and it's kind of like I still don't understand
what the hell
why.
Is it? Well, it's trying to shorten the game, but it doesn't.
No, but they just confuse people. So
yeah.
This is going to be super exciting. So we play the Patriots. So what are our predictions? Today, this afternoon, we play the Patriots. So what do we think?
I think it's going to be really cold. And I think...
Okay.
Here's what I think.
I'm like, okay.
I think the best team is going to win, and I think it's the Texans. I hate to even say that out loud.
Magical?
It's so against my...
Magical, what are you thinking?
It's going to be an ugly game.
Ugly.
It's going to be snowy. It's going to be like a 10, 9, 12, 13 type game.
You think? After they said that would be last week, too.
That's true. But
I mean, and it was not.
That's true. I would venture to guess it's going to be an ugly defensive struggle type game, and I would say Texans.
So why do you say this? Why do you think this?
Because, after what happened last week, I could see them, trying to do what they can, but that Patriots defense is a lot better than I think a lot of people expected.
Yes.
Christian Gonzalez, I believe, is set to play today. Milton Williams is strong on their defensive line and will give that offensive line some fits today. Mm-hmm. But I think as long as CJ curbs some of those mistakes that he had in the last game, they had a great rushing success rate. They had they were moving the ball decently, so they can do some things. It's just the snow factor and the weather factor. That's like the great equalizer.
You know what they should have done, D'Amico, if I were in the future? They should go to the climate. This is what runners
do. Go to the dome stadium.
They go to the go to the climate where you're going to play. So like a lot of runners train in Arizona because it's like if you can run there and run fast, you can run anywhere.
Yeah.
And so they should have gone to somewhere snowy this past week to go practice. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
to get used to it.
There? Did they go up there early?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Think
the weather's beautiful here. They've stayed here in in shorts and stuff. Yeah. No. But that's what you should do so you can get used to it because the ball slips. It's cold. Your fingers get cold. All of that. Well, we'll see. We'll see, lovely. The Texans, they've also hired a revenue officer. Did you see about that?
It's a big deal. I think five teams have hired them in the last couple of years, but the chief revenue officer is involved with just that, revenue. It's sales.
Your favorite
it's the sales
word.
Guy. It's
word.
A transaction.
That's your other name, transaction.
Is that, do we
yeah,
call
we're,
me transaction?
We're adding that to it. We're okay. adding. So we'll have to say, introduce you properly in our next segment, the whole thing. And I don't know where we'll put transaction. Because after Lombardi, Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi transaction. Yeah, that'll work. Magical. That works.
Wow.
That works. All right, so any final words for CJ in our sports segment or any other things we want to talk about? No, baseball boyfriend Scott's going to come back.
He's coming on February
something. I don't know. But he's coming in February. So
second Sunday in February.
So he's going to come. So I know y'all miss him. So just wanted to report that out.
And he's going to talk. This is so exciting. I did speak to him today, and he's going to talk about his forecast because I guess he's going to be in spring training like a week after that.
Yeah, he goes to all
for
the
first
spring.
4 days.
We really did. Yeah. Y'all are welcome. We found a pretty primo baseball boyfriend.
He is amazing.
He's on top of things. He goes to spring ball.
He's just amazing.
He's
all excited. He's going to co-host, so he's a little nervous about the rest of the show.
Oh my God!
These men,
relax.
To a wall.
These men.
It's fine. What? Why do we make people nervous? Why are they nervous? What are you nervous about? You think I'm going to headbutt you? What are you doing? Just talk. Read the stuff and talk.
Once you get the first headbutt, it's fine.
You don't even feel them, do you?
No.
They're just gone.
What's
a headbutt?
Come on. Get with the program. It'll be fine, baseball boyfriend Scott.
Do we have anything else we want to share today?
In sports? I don't think so. I think we're just really praying for the Texans.
I do want to kind of share it because I think it's just a little funny about the Texans safety bullet. Everyone knows we're the best defense. I hope that doesn't come back to haunt him.
Okay.
Imagine. They did put on an all-time performance, though.
All-time.
I don't want to.
Man,
and were they so cute coming out on the late show on ESPN?
Yes.
Sleeveless. These guys are crazy. It's 12 degrees out there, the guy sitting next to them is not only in an overcoat. When you saw it under the desk, he's got a blanket over his
and a heater, probably. Yeah. Well, know what? So here's the thing. Maybe what they were trying to do is say we're not afraid of the cold.
No. Sure.
So that was good because now it's going to be cold today. Yeah. So all right, guys, I see what y'all are doing.
They can get after it very quickly, as we saw against the Steelers, and make any offense look pedestrian.
They were they were awesome.
So
I was so proud of them because they're so young.
Yeah.
That's the best. I mean, they're young.
Okay, guys. So we're here as
guess lovely. Who's for the Texans today?
What?
All of us.
Yeah. You said it like Texans. I'm like
no.
The way you said. Did you say?
I was pronouncing.
This is contempt. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yes, I was pronouncing it.
Oh, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm for the Texans. I'm just realistic and pragmatic. And so lovely and football has been rested. Just always like, we're going to win. I'm like,
No, I've been. He's been telling me to stop being
negative.
Yeah. You've seen that on many. So we have a text group.
We have many text
groups.
Culture
club, but this is our culture club. football crew. It's you and me and Rusty and Scott and Rusty's wife, Sue, who invited us to
be chimes in every once in a while.
Occasionally.
Yeah. Occasionally. She'll
not a whole lot.
No, she's over us. She probably silences our notifications. Because so we're watching the game, and we weren't all together on Monday, but check this out. It's like, I knew it. I was watching it at another place over in the Heights, and I was like, when I turn this phone over, they're going to be like 97 text messages. And the people are, they're like, what? I was like, don't worry about it.
We're watching the game together.
This is what we do. Well, it's like, dang, what was that?
God had friends over and didn't answer for the first quarter.
I know. We're going to remove you from our text thread, baseball boyfriend. You got to get with the program and participate. All right, lovely, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We have a really special guest today. We want a lot of time for her. Absolutely. Them. You don't know who it is. All right, so we'll be back. Bye. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now it's time to talk some business with Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Schreiber inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista, bio babe, as in biography, not biology.
Wow.
And Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline.
Didn't we give you another name last
week? Who knows? I can't remember.
We added a name. Magic, we added something.
To me?
Yep, we added something to you. We'll remember. We'll come back to
you. Well, you will, and then I'll remember, and I'll have another name, which I always need. Or don't. Not having another one. I've got plenty, everybody. I promise.
And she's here with me, Shavonna Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. The executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, the parliamentarian, don't say anything lovely. But more importantly, we have a special guest
today.
We are
so excited.
We've been talking about you.
We've wanted this person
for a long time.
Since we started, we wanted to be able to talk to you and talk about all the things that you're doing. Tracy Pelter is a seasoned business development leader with over 30 years of experience in high performance sales and management. She began her career at McCarran Airport in Las Vegas.
That's
but
right.
I met her several years ago. She was my salesperson at the Houston Business Journal and dealt with me. I was terrible. I always wanted to do stuff. I always had a partner who didn't. You know, I was the baby, seriously adopted pet of John Beto and even more so of Candace Beakey.
Oh,
you know what
goodness.
I mean? I just kind of like grew up. I built my business with HBJ. Was
so
the first
funny.
Radio show they ever sponsored. All the things. And this lovely woman gets me.
and you agreed to come on. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for coming on.
So she came here in 21, and there I was.
Hi. Yeah. Like that. Hi.
waiting. I mean, she has a bachelor's degree in political science from the University of Kansas. There are a lot of people from Kansas.
Yeah.
We know lots of people. It's amazing. They came to Texas a lot. And a master's in hotel administration and management from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And is actively involved in the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce, as am I forever. You are. Yeah. You've been voluntold a few times yourself, I'm sure. And I'm so happy to have you here.
We're so happy.
For 23 years.
Yeah. And so are you originally from Las Vegas or Kansas?
No, I'm not from either. I'm actually originally from Oklahoma.
Oh, which part?
Yeah, Tulsa.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
I lived in Norman. Okay.
So welcome, Tracy Pelter.
Well, thank
what
you,
are
ladies.
You, the publisher
and president?
That's right.
Of
That's
the Houston
right.
Business Journal, which is one of the biggest business journals, I think, in the country. But we'll let you tell us all about the biz journals and
the 411.
And then we'll tell you about what we want to do with you.
Yeah, okay. So, well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
We'll
okay,
see.
So number one, have you always worked in media? tell us a little bit about your path.
Yes, absolutely. So and first of all, thank you, ladies, for having me on. It's so sweet of you to include me today. You know, I started off obviously kind of in hospitality, and that's where the path I thought I was going to go down, and that's why I got my master's. And then I got too many calls on, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and someone was unhappy they didn't get their fruit basket. And I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. And so then I pivoted to advertising and got a job selling all those signs you see in baggage claim at McCarran Airport.
Oh, wow.
And so did that for a couple of years, and then got an opportunity to work for Southwest Airlines for their in-flight magazine. And of course, did that for 20-something years, and then COVID happened and, you know, turned everything upside down and changed all our world, and then ended up at the Business Journal. And it was one of those things that at the time was so horrible to have lost my position, because our whole division was laid off. And then it ended up being such a blessing in disguise to find the Business Journals, which I've absolutely loved.
So how long have you been at the Business Journals?
So now it would be about 5 years.
Oh, very good.
Yes, yes.
So what, I mean, you've had, I mean, so it's interesting. So you were in media, but just in kind of on a different side.
Not
of
on
media.
The journalism side.
Correct, correct.
So talk to us a little bit about that, like the being on the other side of the house, or both sides of the house, I guess. Maybe.
Yes. So, you know, it's always kind of been print. So whether it was, you know, the print, the static signs at the airport to print in the in-flight magazine. And in those
in-flight
days.
In-flight magazines, you remember those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. When I started, that was it. That was the only entertainment on board for the passengers. There was nothing as Wi-Fi. It didn't exist.
Good old days.
That's right, right. So when I started off, I mean, that was it. You know, our magazines would be huge. They would be thick. They'd be almost 200 pages. They were very, very heavy. You know, and I had a big territory that included Nevada. So I had all the Cirque shows, and I had all the entertainers, you know, advertising all the shows taking place. And then, you know, things started changing. And then I remember they told me, they said, hey, we have this new thing coming on board called Wi-Fi. I'm like, what's that? They're like, well, that means people can start using maybe electronic devices. Like, they won't have TV screens, but they can use their phones. And it was like, oh, my gosh. But luckily, only a few planes had Wi-Fi, and, you know, and so
it worked out.
That worked out. And then after that, then pretty soon people started saying there's a new thing called social media coming. Mm. I was like, what's social media? So
the
definitely
bane of our existence.
Right. So things have definitely changed and progressed
definitely
along the way.
So, lovely, you were asking about the Business Journals earlier. So tell us about the Business Journal. So we're in Houston, so we're one of the largest. Is that right?
That's correct.
But there are many, obviously, in many cities. So how does the whole thing work?
Yeah, so we're one of 46 business journals across the U.S.
Okay.
We go as far east as Boston and west as Honolulu. Mm. And we're in pretty much all the major markets. And we're very fortunate here in Houston. Yes, we are the number one for readership and sponsorship and events. And yeah, we really lead the pack. So we're very proud of that fact. And, you know, we just continue to grow.
Well, the Business Journal, I'm going to compliment you guys, but and also I said, like, my career was built around certain things in Houston. One was the Greater Houston Partnership. Mm-hmm. The other was the Houston Business Journal. Mm-hmm. And everybody kind of crossed over each other. Mm-hmm. And I was so fortunate to be lifted up by both of them because I was kind of scrapping, rebuilding my life and all of that. And I remember thinking just how brilliant it was that they did Best Places to Work. You know, the events, you know, even though I was reading the thing cover to cover back in the day, because it's where you got the news.
Right.
It only came out one day a week. There wasn't a digital edition. I mean, all the things.
Right.
It just, the events were just the networking solutions for the world. And it's interesting to me because it feels like you're doing as many and maybe sometimes more.
Yeah, it feels like a lot, which I think is great.
And now I've graduated to where my friends are all the sponsors. I feel like somebody's grandmother.
You know?
Instead of applying constantly, you know, it's you know, I'm going and holding their hands while they get out of work.
Well, let's talk about the growing just the event space. I feel like, as Lovely said, I feel like you're doing a lot of those. But then I get the print. I mean, I think I get both technically, but I read the print.
Okay.
I prefer the print. I mean, I think you do too. Mm-hmm. So from a readership standpoint, we're leading the pack of all the 47.
Mm-hmm.
are print and digital about the same? Is one leading over the other? Because I mean, I even hold on to them sometimes and say, oh, I'm going to keep it for 2 or 3 weeks because I want to go back or we want to talk to this person. Uh-huh. So which of the two formats is most popular?
Well, definitely digital is the growing, you know, the growing really? Group. We have some readers that are only print still. We have some readers that are only digital. And then you have most that do both. Mm-hmm. But definitely, you know, we have... you know, it's interesting, too. Our print readers tend to be, this is not you all, of course, but tend to be the older readers.
That's
and they're also the wealthiest of all, you know, we'll of our readers. Of but, you know, hey, we'll put y'all we'll in that bucket that. For yeah, sure. But no, it's definitely digital is definitely growing. And it's, you know, people want faster content. They want to be able to, you know, can, you know, read it and get within, you know, in a couple minutes and be done. So.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting because I'm thinking the way I consume the journal is I scan the digital for what I want to read and then I read it in the actual print.
Uh-huh. Like
that's kind of how I consume both formats. Mm-hmm. So from a marketing standpoint.
Again, I was going to say how important are the events? How big a proportion of the revenue in Houston are they?
Yeah, it's becoming a third, I would say.
Wow.
It's a third is, you know, the sponsorships and advertisers, mm-hmm. a third is events, and then a third would be like subscriptions and so forth. But absolutely, events are so important. And the biggest thing with the events, like to give you an example, probably 2 years ago we had maybe 12 events. This past year we had 28.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. And
it felt like there were more, but I just never would have thought.
Yeah, 28. And some are very small. Some are intimate, private, that aren't going to be posted on a website anywhere. And then others are
large. How do we get invited to those?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the list.
And then the Women Who Mean Business, which you all have both been to, you know, we'll have almost 800 people.
Yeah.
And then we have everything in between.
Well, I like the fact that you have so many different formats. I'm thinking of the one we went to at the George Theater. That was the sports one. That was fantastic.
We're going back to that.
We're
going to
go back to that one. And then you have the economic forecast coming up at Asia Society. I was like, that's a great venue.
Yes.
On the 29th, Thursday the 29th. Mm-hmm. So I like that you're also having these events in different spaces in Houston that people get a chance to experience. So maybe they read the journal and they've never been to the George Theater, which is a great location. Mm-hmm. And now they get to go and come and hear a fantastic. And you always have really good panelists or folks leading the conversation.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That has been a big focus for me this past year taking over is that we wanted different venues and different parts of town.
Yes.
Because for exactly that reason, like, let's see what else is out there. Not that, you know, and some of the, you know, the events are so large, you have to have them at the big ballrooms downtown.
Yes. Right.
But it's good to change it up. And then definitely, I think it's so key to have great speakers, great panelists. That makes all the difference.
It's the whole reason you're there.
That's right.
You know, bore me and I'm leaving.
Right.
I'm not going to stay.
One other thing I want to comment on that I've noticed you've been doing, and at first I was like, what is this business? I'm like, okay, it makes sense. The Woodlands highlight. I've noticed here lately. See, I read it.
Good,
you've been doing
you.
This thing where you like highlight businesses and leaders in the Woodlands. Talk to me.
It's just so
It's just interesting, though. I mean, talk to me about that.
Yeah, so this sort of came about because, you know, the Woodlands folks who we absolutely love had said, hey, why don't you come out here and do a best places to work here? Mm-hmm. Do more events here. Well, we only have so much manpower. You know, there's only so much time in the day. So we thought, you know what, let's do more of a who to know in the Woodlands.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do one event and we'll kind of roll it out each week with a surprise of who we've selected.
Ah.
And it was so successful. They loved it that we're doing this in Cute. We're going to do this in January on who to know in the Bay Area.
Oh. Like in like Baytown area?
Yes, exactly.
I was like Bay like San Francisco Bay? No, Bay like Baytown, Texas.
Right, that's right.
Are there big changes in the works? Are there lots of new plans for this year? What's going to happen?
Yeah, so very excited about, in fact, our Book of Lists celebration.
Yes, it's coming up.
Yes.
February the 11th.
We're bringing this back. They used to do this pre-COVID days, before my time with the business journals. And we're so excited because we're going to be, you know, celebrating all the top list makers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chance for all our sponsors. It's a chance for anybody who's in the book to come. And even if you're not in the book, come and meet others. We're going to have it at 713 Music Hall. We're going to have bands. We're going to have all kinds of culinary, you know, experiences. Mm-hmm. You can come and sample different foods, you know, open bar. It's going to be amazing. an amazing event. So
we'll be there at 4. Okay. It starts at 5. We'll be there at 4. At 713 Music Hall, mm-hmm. February the 11th. You can buy tickets, so you can go online.
Absolutely.
And buy tickets to attend. I mean, it's. I think, Lovely, you've told me this before, like, this is one of your most favorite events to go
ever.
To. Yeah, so.
Well, let me just put it this way.
Okay, here we are.
For 13 years, mm-hmm. I was on one or two lists a year.
Oh, no so, one's bragging.
Sure. I right. even got the first ever Pinnacle Award from Rice University.
You
know? My company, yeah, for being on the Fast Tech 50
list maker.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that something?
That's
Tastemaker,
terrific.
List maker. Lovely.
It's from years. But anyway. Huh.
She hears me. Check like she does.
And I loved it. I love lists. I love awards. I love all I love them.
Okay, so listeners,
I think it's so exciting.
If you don't know this about Lovely, I'm going to share with you. Lovely should have been the First Lady of the United States of America, or a superstar, or a president, or something.
First Lady was what I was going for, wasn't it?
Yeah, we talked about this. So, and this was like a real thing, and she should have been. Remember, we filled out a form. We were somewhere, and I put the honorary. It said title, and I put you as the honorary something or so. I was like, oh, you should have been that. Anyway, so. What else is coming? I know we were talking a little bit about what's next, any changes, any new things, and the fact that you have a morning newsletter that goes out, like a digest, and an afternoon digest. So talk to us a little bit about those two things and the differences and why we should read both.
Absolutely. So, so we change it up. Each, you might find one or two articles the same, but for the most part, it's like the latest news that's coming in the morning and the latest news that's in the afternoon. So you're always going to find new content on both publications. And, you know, it's just been great. We have a full newsroom. We have a full team. They're always outsourcing, looking for new stories. So please, if you have any great stories, send them our way.
How do they send stories in? That's great.
Yeah. Okay. So they can go directly to our website, hbj.com. They can even reach out to me directly. To my email, tpelter@bizjournals.com, and I'm happy
you're
to
so nice.
To
I would never
forward
do that.
It to the appropriate reporter.
Yeah,
and we're always looking for great stories.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then talk to us a little bit about your engagement with the other media outlets like television. Like how does that work here in Houston media landscape?
Yeah, so we actually have an exclusive agreement right now with KHOU 11.
Okay.
And it's been really wonderful because, you know, sometimes they need our reporters to come on the air to talk about something specific such as energy or technology or even, you know, the business of sports side, not necessarily.
Which is at River Oaks in April, right?
You got it.
You know, I stay informed.
You got it. That's
exactly
right.
Thanks to the Houston Business Journal.
And then vice versa. They have contributed some to our articles as well, you know, that they have stories that we don't necessarily cover. So it's been a really great working relationship.
And I just want to compliment you because I don't think I've ever heard anyone say the Business Journal didn't respond.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever heard that.
That's
and it
true.
Is something that you hear and certainly
in media for
when
sure.
People say that.
Well, thank you. I really, really feel it's super important. We want to hear from people. We want to hear from our readers. We want to know what's happening in the community. And you know, coming from the hospitality background, the last thing I want to hear is someone's like, "Well, I've been trying to call. I've tried to email. No one will respond to me." Like, we want to be responsive to people.
I mean, you're such a great partner here in the city, and the fact that we're leading the pack across the nation just makes us so proud. So thank you so much for being here with us today. And we're going to wrap. So is there any last things that you feel like the listeners need to know that are coming up? Events. I mean, we talked about the Book of Lists.
Yes.
You have the economic forecast that's at Age of Society.
Yes.
Anything else in the next like 2 or 3 weeks that folks need to go in?
I would say, the economic forecast is about sold out. So if
go
someone
get your
wants
tickets.
To go, get your tickets. Definitely the Book of Lists is going to be a huge, amazing, event. As you talked about the sports, I'm so excited about this one because, you know, I have the athletic directors from all the major schools on the panel.
Excited.
And I think this is the first time they've all been on a panel together.
If you need us to MC, we can. I know you have one, but you know.
But we're really good.
Yeah. I know you are.
Especially Coach Nelson.
Oh, my goodness.
Coach
with
Nelson
her sidekick here.
Right. So we're going to get into
it. If not, we'll just, run up on the stage.
Walk back and forth with the mic.
I'm super excited to hear because we're going to talk about NIL. We're going to get into it.
We have lots to
say. We've had a lot of discussion.
Yeah.
And we're getting feedback from our listeners like crazy and my friends.
Yeah.
You cannot imagine how many women you know want to talk to us about sports every week.
It is interesting.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you know, they want to talk their point of view. They love our point of view because we make it in English for them. Yeah. Or whatever language they want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not using words they don't understand.
Right. I mean,
we're explaining what all this means. And, yeah. and sadly, right now, what NIL is meaning to college sports.
It's sadness.
Oh,
it's much, I mean, lots of sadness.
Yeah.
But for us, it's and I don't want the kids never to have what
tangent.
They deserve.
This is what we call a tangent, folks.
But I just, this is just.
Magical degrees.
What is this?
So see, she's almost saying the F words. Y'all hear that?
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Okay.
Parliamentarian is
I have
banging
been
her
told
gavel.
I have to stop. Oh. I would keep this woman here forever.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. Tracy, seriously.
Thank
number
you.
One, you're doing an amazing job. So thank you for your service to this community. And thank you for being on with us today. And with that, we'll be back.
Thank
Bye.
You.
I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission: partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
It's Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi.
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson.
You sound like baseball
Bowman.
Person.
Ha. That's
Hi.
What he said. I did not say that. I say ha.
Hi. I'm
Hello.
From East Texas.
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi transactional person. My new title, and you'll hear more about
just
that next week.
At the end.
Just transaction.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I am the fashionista, bio bay, meaning biography.
Mm-hmm. Every time, folks.
And Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline. I may never walk a sideline, and no one may ever be better than me. So there you
Hello.
Have it. And I'm so excited to be back here for this special
She's
segment talking about one of my passions with my beautiful bossy black
oh we just
brilliant
keep...
bestie all the things
Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, executive producer, eighth wonder of the world, and the parliamentarian that earns her title every week because I have to deal with this one.
Yes.
So this is a pretty, I mean, we talked about this, we've been talking about this all week.
Yes.
This story. So
we've been
what's
talking
happening
about it. So in case you live in a cave
or in a foxhole,
Saks Global has declared Chapter 11. And Saks Global is the big organization that was Saks and Neiman Marcus combined. Mm-hmm. Saks Global went out and bought Neiman Marcus and Bergdorf's and
yeah.
one of the others.
No, those this
was,
just
it was
three.
Just the two.
Yeah, those two.
So
those three made up the group.
They bought them and
now they're losing them or closing
well,
them.
Well, we don't know. The
is it 11
chairman,
or 13 bankruptcy?
It's 11, so they're reorganizing, and they're
okay.
hoping to get this.
What?
They have a $2.2 billion merger debt burden that they couldn't afford in the first place, so they took it on.
Mm.
And now they're looking for $1 billion immediate cash infusion from Investor Group, led by Pentwater Capital Management and Bracebridge Capital, an additional $250 million from banks via asset-backed loans, another $500 million available post-bankruptcy exit from the Investor Group, and the bankruptcy filing could come as soon as
Tuesday.
It did come. It
yeah.
was last
it was,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was filed. And debtor in position loans will allow Saks to pay salaries, but everybody who's been shipping them, who was got a contract, got an order,
man,
and shipped them, is at somewhere between probably 10 and 25 cents on the dollar, maybe.
Well, and see, this
if
is
if they ever get paid.
And here's these are the implications I don't think people think about when things like this happen, because you just think about Saks and Berthoff and Neiman, but you don't think about all the vendors that they pay. So, like, the supply chain is huge. So, nobody's getting paid.
Yeah. And all the people that work for these
stores. So, if the vendors don't get paid, then their people don't get paid. The people at the department stores are already not getting paid. Like, I don't think people really understand the ripple effect of the impact of this.
It's absolutely huge.
Thousands of people are not getting paid. Like, that's.
Oh, it may be. It could be hundreds of thousands.
It's just crazy, like, to think about it. And to your point, they just did this deal. Was that last year?
Why did they do that?
Like mid-year?
It was mid-year.
Yeah.
Why in the first place? Why? I could have looked. Hey, man, I could have read the newspaper and read the financials.
Well, check this out. So, their CEO? Somebody said the past few years have been tough, but I will take pride in all that our team achieved. I don't know.
What did they achieve?
Well, okay, lovely. Here we
go. I'm sorry. You don't get achievements when you're bankrupting the two biggest retailers in the United States in this high-end space. And the last ones, too, that are of any size. With just tremendous, tremendous economic impact.
So, just this
across
is
across our country.
Across the country. And this is another thing that's so interesting. You know, so we've talked a lot about luxury retail, and I mean, it's been down, it's coming back. And I just think this is all a part of a larger narrative that we've been talking about here on Culture Club HTX now for a few years, of just how people are buying, where they're buying from, and how products go to market. And I was quite surprised. And in our text group, our other text group, we were going on and on. I mean, I think there were 100 text messages.
Well, we have a lot of ex-retailers in this.
Yeah, I mean.
In fact, actually, we have one active retailer right now.
Yes.
Two major exes.
Yes.
Moz and me. But people that have retailers.
I worked
as clients
in the buying department at Foley's. Yeah. You realize this, right? Anyway.
Yeah. So there's another four.
But yeah.
I mean, and Sherry Carbon. I mean, a lot of us have played in the retail space, whether we were launching our careers, whatever it was.
Yeah. So I will keep our eye on this. And I feel like, well, we know this. When we talk about this, there is a larger conversation that we're going
to
keep talking about it. Because
well, we are.
And also, what lessons to be learned? You know, I'm always looking for the optimism in things, right? So it's like, okay, whatever. This
How
is
do you
happening.
Not do this again?
Exactly. How do you,
don't you
not
even want? Well, why
what?
Not? What? Might as well
yeah, say it. What?
That my two favorite, least favorite words in the English
shareholder
language.
Value.
Shareholder value.
Stop worrying about that.
Shareholder value is how this all started in the first place.
Yeah.
Building shareholder value. Forgetting about the product, forgetting about the service, forgetting about the customer.
And the people. Yeah.
Yeah. Forgetting about everything other than shareholder value. Well, shareholder value, nobody wears. They don't wear it. They don't
Can't
buy it
put
from
it on.
You. They don't buy it from you. So I don't even want to say this, but I can't help myself.
We know.
From the generation from whence I came.
We know.
I know. Forgive me, men. I do love you, and I think you're worth so much, but this is a bunch of old white men doing this. Oh, I'm sorry, but look at the names here.
Okay.
There's not
you
a
know,
female
magical,
name on the list responsible.
Magical. Magical's coming over to the mic because
I'm getting edited.
Yeah, he's like, Magical just slowly moves himself to the mic. It's like, hi, folks, this
what
is Magical.
Like
Magical, weigh in, please.
My bad.
On behalf of all white men, you're
my bad.
All right, well, we got to close the show because she's going to go off
he's
the rails.
She's not that old.
No, she has her hands folded.
She doesn't go in the group.
She has her hands folded up. I know her. She's going to go off the rails. Well, folks,
I think I just went.
There's more. I know you. There's more. So, go Texans.
Yay, go Texans. We hope next week we'll be talking about
Well, it. Yeah, go Texans. We will keep talking about this retail story. Sorry to end on not such a high note, but we so want important. You to do what? We want you to stay bold.
Stay elegant.
Bold goes
bold
first.
Is first. Stay bold.
Stay elegant.
Stay fit. No, stay focused.
Stay fit.
I'm anything but. And stay fabulous. That
Please.
We definitely are. We can do that one.
We can do
that. If we
that.
Do nothing else, if, we're going to
hey,
do that.
Hey, man.
That is the number
hey,
one.
Man. Hey, man.
Do I say
say hey, man?
Oh, my God, all the time. You said it on the show. Hey, man, that's what we will do. What you can count on from the women of Culture Club HTX is that we will be fabulous.
Without a doubt.
Come hell or come high water. All right, and with that.
See you next week.
See you next week.
And that one white guy. And girls, they want to have fun.
At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.